WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The ending to Raw was...
It was there.
Something. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I say we start there and figure out a way. I'm Sorak and that's Lindsay Ward.
I will say the main event that went on at 10 o'clock tonight was really good.
Yeah, the real main event.
The real main event of the show happened at 10 o'clock tonight. The actual main event, which was the pose-off between Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory, I'm not going to complain about it because it's up against the basketball game and it is what it is. Like, it's stupid, but it works. It got them both on TV. I'm just going to say tuxedo match. Just go throw that out there.
We had baby oil to the eyes during a pose down with Austin Theory standing tall at the end.
You know, like you do.
It was a way to end the show.
It was a thing. That's all I'm going to say. It was a thing. It happened.
It, in fact, happened. Also on this show, as Lindsay had mentioned, Seth Rollins took on AJ Styles, which was the big wrestling main event of the show. But before we got there, we had Seth Rollins being interviewed by Kevin Patrick. Talked about everything that happened. Patrick asked him, "Do you feel any remorse?" Rollins said he meant every word he said in the ring last week, but he also thought Cody Rhodes has been a virus. He decided to take matters into his own hands. Rhodes was not only a danger to WWE, but he became a danger himself when he wrestled with a torn pec. He didn't feel remorse. He felt pride. The American nightmare is finally over. Monday Night Rollins is back. Rollins said one of the greatest moments of his career was winning Money in the Bank when he cashed it in. And was thinking of topping that moment. He wouldn't be able to do that until he beat AJ Styles in a qualifier. Said AJ's not on his level. And if AJ wants to stand in his way, he may face the same fate as Cody Rhodes. Styles came in, knocked him down, said that's for Cody. Leading to the match, which was a good match between the two, as one would expect. With Seth Rollins qualifying for Money in the Bank.
I really like how they did this whole setup. It was a nice follow-up. It's a good teaser for her if they want to go there when Cody comes back. And I liked how you brought Seth and AJ together, which led to just a fantastic match between the two. Good God. It was so good. But you would expect that. Like, you would expect nothing less from these two.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take more of it.
We had also on the show MVP take on Cedric Alexander. MVP quickly got the win. Nothing really much to it. Just Omos is going to head for Money in the Bank. I think that's kind of the idea for him. I think that's what they're aiming for.
I this is not a knock on Omos. This is not a knock on him at all. I don't like the idea of him in that match. Simply because I don't like the idea of a big, tall dude in that match.
Yeah. We saw years ago, like 10 years ago, when they brought out the double-sized ladder for Big Show as the comedy spot.
And it just, you have everybody, like, the Money in the Bank match is a really fast-paced, really, really, really quick-moving match because everybody's jumping everywhere and hitting their spots, and it's really designed for the smaller guys to do. And I'm not saying that Omos cannot do it. It's just when you throw somebody who works at a slower pace than the rest of the people in that group, it adds this really weird dynamic to the match that isn't necessarily as fun to watch as when you have everybody who's kind of on the same level and on the same pace. So I feel like if you put somebody else in the match that works kind of the same speed as Omos, it might help because you can kind of pair them together and have them work together, or you have someone that's willing to work the speed that Omos can work. Because I'm not saying he works slow. It's just when you look, it's like, okay, so Seth Rollins qualified for Money in the Bank tonight. We've all seen how Seth works.
The word is methodical.
Yeah, methodical. Thank you. Slow is the wrong word. It's just, I think if you can put someone there with Omos that works the same style, it'll be okay. But I'm not a fan of big, tall, methodical guys in these matches. Because it's not the right environment. Like, if it's a 1v1, yeah, absolutely. Because you can slow down and you can do certain things to each other. When you have six people in that match, you don't have the time necessarily to slow down. You don't have the space to slow down because the ring and the ringside are occupied by just everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to pull off. I'd be curious to see how they would do it though.
We'll see. He has to qualify first, so we'll see.
He has to qualify, but I'm not a fan of him in this match.
Yeah. Quick matches that happened. Chad Gable beat Mustafa Ali. Veer Mahan beat Rey Mysterio. Nothing really much about either one.
I mean, the Veer Mahan Mysterio stuff comes from, you know, or continues on, so we're all okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine. We had Ezekiel versus Kevin Owens. Ezekiel won via countout, and Kevin kind of lost it. He was yelling at the announcers. Afterwards, Ezekiel said he wasn't done with Owens, but he was also looking ahead to Money in the Bank. Ezekiel said he wasn't the only one excited. He said, next week on Monday Night Raw, we are going to see the return of Elias.
I want to see how they do this. We're getting want to see how they do this.
We're getting an Elias concert, according to the people, the promotion of the thing. It'll be interesting how he can do a beard, kind of. I don't know.
I'm assuming they're going to get a very good fake beard for him. I don't know, though, given how hairy that man is. I'm sure he could grow a beard like that in, like, a week. Like, just... So, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I'm assuming they're going to get a fake beard. And you're going to have Kevin try to, like, rip the beard off of him. Like, kind of a Miracle on 34th Street kind of situation. And either the beard doesn't pull, or, you know, it's the real beard or something like that. Or it'll be, like, Elias couldn't make it because X reason.
Or we're going to get a very CGI... backstage concert.
Yeah.
We'll see. Bianca was interviewed in the ring by Kevin Patrick. She's asked if she's ready to face this new version of Rhea. She says she's ready to face anyone. She spoke about battling Rhea in the past and mutual respect for each other. And this brought out Rhea Ripley and the other members of Judgment Day on the screen. Also, Bianca says she's not intimidated by anyone, including Bianca. Or including Rhea. Rhea came on the screen and said they did what they did. They did what they want when they want. And Baylor said they knocked Edge off his pedestal. Priest said Edge contradicted his own statements to them and, well, sealed his own fate. Rhea said Bianca has been trying to convince herself that when she called herself the ESC, and Rhea didn't claim to intimidate one. She just does. And she got her teeth knocked loose last week and she loved it. She plans on walking out of this Money in the Bank as a 2-time champion.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. Rhea Ripley is like a whole ass just like mood. Like, good God. I don't know who is like telling her to do what she's doing, if anybody is telling her to do anything, but like the fashion choices that she made tonight, like just the promo, the whole thing was super good. Like, I loved everything about this. Like, the whole look she had going on tonight was really nice. And I would like to see it in the full light. But from what I could see, she looked good. And I am here for everything Rhea Ripley is doing right now. And I'm very sorry about the dental work. That sucks.
It does. Dana Brooke took on Becky Lynch. Kind of, sort of, really didn't happen, but because Becky attacked Dana before the match and took care of her. And she said, this was never about Brooke's title. She said, you can keep that. She's been pissed about the treatment that she's been receiving and everything like that. And you could tell she's kind of losing it at the moment. Mm-hmm. She also talked about the last time she was in Money Bank. She was cheated and robbed. And she said, things would be different this year. She's going after Dana. Asuka made the save. Becky retreats. She's just yelling up the ramp. And then out came Alexa Bliss, and she yells at her, you were the one who cost me the thing. So we're kind of slowly building the Becky-Alexa confrontation that's going to eventually happen. So I'm here for that. This also led into Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan taking on Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. in a qualifying match for Money in the Bank, which saw Alexa and Liv, who work well as a team, take out Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. to qualify for Money in the Bank. Also, Nikki A.S.H. was in her black heel attire. She's fully gone dark.
I'm not against it.
No.
If it keeps her relevant, I'm all for it.
But I like the Becky stuff. I like the downward spiral that's going on.
Becky's doing a really nice job with this, and I like how everything in the women's Money in the Bank is heating up, how competitive it already is, and we're still a good ways away from it. So I very much appreciate what they're doing.
Also, give me Alexa and Liv as a team. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that too. We can do that.
They bring back the belt. You want to bring back the belts? Put them on them, and don't break them up in 2 weeks. Okay, thanks, WWE. Can you just handle that? That'd be cool. But anyway, Monday Night Raw opened with Miz TV featuring the legend, Paul Heyman. Miz put over his past in Money in the Bank and, you know, how this winner, this year's winner will face Roman Reigns and all the things. And Miz is going to be a two-time, you know, he's 100% on his cash-ins, etc., etc. Paul Heyman mentioned that whoever cashes in on Roman Reigns would fail. They mentioned Riddle, because Riddle is going to be fighting Roman Reigns on Friday. Before Paul Heyman could mention what stipulations he had in mind for Friday, Riddle came out. He said he heard his name mentioned and wants to hear the news straight from the horse's ass. Heyman said, you have some balls, interrupted him and Miz, and Riddle then asked Miz how his balls were doing, because of the tiny ball strokes from last week. Riddle told Heyman that he and Roman had no idea what he's capable of, but they will find out on Friday. He doesn't care what the stipulation is because Reigns would have to kill him to retain the title. Heyman said he respected Riddle, but didn't think he could beat Roman Reigns. Heyman didn't even think Riddle could beat his opponent tonight, which we'll get to in a moment. Heyman then said the stipulation is that on Friday night, if you beat Roman Reigns, you are the champion. But if you lose, which you will, you will get no other shot at the WWE Universal Champion, as long as Roman Reigns is the champion. This brought out the Usos. We had a little bit of an exchange there as we went to break.
I really liked how they did this. This was very, very, very good. Heyman and Miz are a good pair. They worked this very, very well. And then you add Riddle, and it just got that much better.
Riddle's doing really well right now.
Riddle's doing fantastic work, and to have him playing opposite of Heyman and Miz is a really nice choice. Because you have Miz, who is Miz, and when Miz gets serious, you need someone to basically be able to play off of that, and you have Riddle doing that. And then, of course, there's Paul Heyman, who is Paul Heyman. And Riddle and Heyman mix very, very well together. I'm interested to see how this goes, because when they went right for the you'll never get another title shot so long as Roman is champion stip, like, right out of the gate with this, it was like, huh, okay. Like, I see what they're trying to do. You have Heyman and Roman eliminating the competition, so at some point Roman becomes basically an eternal champion because nobody else can challenge. Like, he'll go through everybody, and, you know, Roman's thinking is that nobody can beat him, and so he's going to go ahead and just, you know, become the eternal champion, and that's it, by eliminating his competition, mm-hmm. which is an interesting strategy for him to use. We'll see if it pays off for him, but it made you wonder, because you're like, wait, what? You're going for that now? We're doing that now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's like, I can go there with it, but it's like, okay, all right.
Should mention the Street Profits made the save to back up Riddle, leading to Jimmy Uso versus Montez Ford in a really good match, which saw Jimmy Uso get the win over Montez Ford.
Mm-hmm. Again, liked this very much. Thought this was excellent.
Riddle's opponent was Ciampa. Riddle would get the win.
Okay. Can we just talk about this toe? The toe strike heard around the world? Because, oh my god! Tommaso! No! Just no! Like, Riddle wrestles barefoot. So at one point, Riddle is like, Tommaso gets Riddle in an ankle lock, and then he like locks, you know, basically gets hold of his foot and starts manipulating his foot until he gets hold of Riddle's big toe. And then he proceeds to grab Riddle's big toe and jam it like from Tommaso's shoulder height into the mat. Like, I swear to God, my toe had sympathy pains after seeing that, because it's like, ooh, ow, that hurt. You know that hurt. Like, damn. Just damn.
Pretty much. But,
this was really good.
It was really good. It was good stuff. So that was Monday Night Raw. Next week on the show, we have the Elias concert and Becky Lynch and Asuka in a Money in the Bank qualifying match. Only one of them's going. I'm thinking it's going to be Asuka, but we'll see.
Becky will find her way to work, to like weasel her way in. I just have this hunch.
Yeah, I got this hunch too. We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens.
But that's it. We're done. We're out of here. That's the post show, everybody. Okay. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We actually have ideas planned out.
We do.
So we're going to do a TNA list. Tier list. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tune in. Enjoy. The Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Episode 3 will be available at some point this week. We're figuring it out.
We're working on it. We promise.
We're figuring it out. Saturday night, midnight, is another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreatDebate.com. Before that's Fortnite with Friends. Sunday nights, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have that Amazon Prime link, you do your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Talk or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. You can follow my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinzWard. Same as my Twitter, where I stream Fortnite and Genshin Impact.
LinzWard.RockRadioShow.com for the YouTube stuff. Or just search Linz Ward.
Yeah.
That too. Anyway, this has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack as we head to 6/23/22/10. That's Thursday night, the week before 10. All the things. We'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show. Live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.